This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, before we begin, make no mistake about it. I'm a huge fan of vaccines, and I'm a huge fan of millennials. I think the millennials are the bomb. I love millennials. In fact, I don't think I've met a millennial I don't like. Okay. So, well, notwithstanding those in the political arena, but all the millennials I know personally, I just love. So I'm a huge fan of vaccines and millennials. However, this was a very interesting report that came out yesterday. According to NBC News and published in the American Academy of Family Physicians, that 61% of millennials surveyed were familiar with the anti-vaccine movement and agreed with some of the beliefs. And they were the least likely to get the flu shot, as opposed to boomers and Xers and things like that. And so it looked at 1,000 adults. 55% were in their 20s and 30s. They didn't receive the flu shot this year. They knew, they read online that there was flu shot and all that, but no, 55% said they didn't want to get it. And the majority cited lack of time or forgetting as opposed to opposing the vaccine, but they had, you know, bigger fish to fry. And so people kind of made a big deal about this because it gives us a lens into what the new generation, how the new generation approaches healthcare. Okay? The article cites misinformation online. Now, me, Dr. Paul Kalikas, Megan Murphy, Fran Nanadiego, Laura McAvera and Corey Nichols all did a study on misinformation on the internet when it comes to vaccines, and it's getting published in Clinical Pediatrics, the journal Clinical Pediatrics. Really excited about that. I'll tell you guys one day. That's kind of a big deal because, you know, it was like my first research study, and it got published. It was like, beginner's luck, just like me in poker. Crazy. But these students did a fantastic job. They go to Toro University of Nevada. Love them. It was a study I started before I left and continued. Fantastic study showing that there's a lot of crap out there on the internet, basically. We'll talk to you more about what we found as it gets when Clinical Peds puts it out there. But there's a lot of theories as to why the millennials may not be getting vaccines. And I'm telling you right now, whether it's misinformation on the internet or whether it's, here's another theory, they don't have a family doctor. The average millennial doesn't go to a family doctor. They're doing telemedicine. They're going to an urgent care or minute clinic. The idea of I'm going to see one doctor that also sees my mom and will then later see my kid or later see that's not really a concept most millennials have found appealing because they start seeing a doctor and then the doctor leaves. And the average millennial is pretty healthy and doesn't have to see a doctor all the time. And if the doctor's only spending 5 minutes with them, where's the bond? So some people argue that if you aren't seeing a regular doctor, that regular doctor isn't sitting there going, okay, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you get your pertussis booster? Did you get your meningitis vaccine? Did you get your Gardasil? Did you get your flu? You know, the average, you know, if you don't have a bond, like I have a bond with my gynecologist. She's awesome. She has been my doctor since 98. So we're talking a lot of years. And so when we're talking, what, over 20 years? And so she's like, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? And I'm like, yes, 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 no, yes, 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 yes. She's like, what? What? I was like, I didn't do that yet. I'm actually scared of her. I mean, she's like a mom to me, even though she's probably should be an aunt or older sister. And you know, they know you. They have that bond. They have that. They convince you. You are, they engage you, they educate you, and they enlist you. So when you're engaged and you want to please your doctor, you want to make sure you're doing what they tell you, you're going to be more likely to do what they tell you because they've educated you, taken the time, and you understand it. If the average millennial is not really getting that one-on-one and they're getting that five-minute visit, going, hi, really? Okay, you want a Z-Pack? Okay, well, here you go. They're not going to be getting that discussion, that lecture on getting their vaccines. The other thing, too, is the millennials, they're the internet and the podcast generation. Now, actually, the Generation Zers even more so. Generation Zers, with the exception of watching a rare television show like Mandalorian or whatever, they are really, really into podcasts and really into YouTube. So they get their information, not on Facebook. The millennials are more on Facebook than the Zers. Zers do Instagram and Snapchat. But they're getting their information from YouTube or from Snapchat or whatever. And so misinformation online could be a part of it. But also, let's go back to the millennials. Remember, the millennials are the ones who aren't really buying cars. They're Ubering instead. They're not really buying a house. They're renting. They're not really caught up on this. Well, I need to go to college and be $300,000 in debt. Why? Well, because it's not like I'm going to get a degree. The college degree doesn't mean much anymore. They're the practical generation. And so they're also the generation that is like, okay, well, I get there's all these shots, and I get that there's some people saying there's, you know, side effects, and there's a lot of data out there, whether they think it's real data or not. But remember, data to a millennial or a Zer is what's on YouTube, what's being podcasted about. And they're like, well, you know what? Let me weigh this out. Let me, you know, remember, the millennials are one of the smartest generations. They are given all this information. And they're like, let me just kind of weigh it. I'm getting conflicting information. I know there's BS on YouTube, but I also know there's BS by the government. So let me watch and wait. So that's why we're probably not seeing them jump on the flu shot. Now, sometimes the flu shot works. Some years it works really well. Sometimes it doesn't. Meanwhile, us old schoolers are like, it doesn't matter. Even if it's 15% effective, you get it. They don't think like we do. That's not the way millennials think. They're like, look, you know, this idea of I have to do it because God told me or my parents told me or it's just something you do. That's not the way millennials work anymore. Some people think that's a good thing. Some people think it's a bad thing. I grew up going, well, you have to. I just can't finish my day until I exercise. I can't go to bed until I brush my teeth. I have to pray. God said it, so it gets done. Millennials, not a lot of times, don't think that way. So it doesn't shock me that they may not be into the, okay, well, I got to get tons of vaccines. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So two of my favorite things are football. We got the Chiefs and the Titans playing and the 49ers and the Packers playing. We predicted a Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl. Sorry, Packer fans. Sorry, Titan fans. I think that's what's going to happen this Sunday. But two of my favorite things are football and blood donation. And connecting the two is Paul Sullivan, Senior Vice President of the American Red Cross, joining us today. Hi, Paul. Thanks for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate your support.
So this is so exciting. Tell us what is going on with the Red Cross and the NFL.
Yeah, it is exciting, and what is better than the Red Cross teaming up with the with the NFL? Because the NFL has been a great supporter of ours in many ways, and then this year they're stepping up and supporting us on the blood side of our business, if you will, and it is making a difference. And I say that because we do have a significant need right now for more people to come out and support us. Our inventories are very low. Mm-hmm. But what the NFL has done is they are offering one lucky winner a chance to experience the Super Bowl live in Miami. So, you know, obviously tickets to the game, accommodation in Miami Beach.
Whoa.
And then a series of a kind of exciting events around the official NFL tailgate and some other things that they have going on. So it really is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's an exciting opportunity for our blood donors if they give through this Sunday, so just a couple more days to donate. So through January 19th, if you come in to donate, you'll be automatically entered into the drawing. There are more details on our website, www.redcrossblood.org/Super Bowl. But it's just a fun way for all of us who donate blood to
yes,
to have a chance to be part of something very exciting.
Yeah, I donated right before Christmas, so I don't think I'm due until February. But you know what? I'd want somebody to win this. The Super Bowl is fantastic. And I love how you guys worded where, you know, people are sidelined, you know, when it comes to, how did you guys word it on your website? Where, you know, you don't want to be sidelined in football. You don't want patients to be sidelined. And so I love this link that you have. And, you know, football, there with my cause, my cleats, and so many things they've done. And yes, they have been blood donation fans for the longest time. I'm so happy about this.
Yeah, no, it really is great. And they have, you know, to their credit, right, they have a great product that a lot of people enjoy, and they're working hard to make it translate to help local communities. And this is a great way to do that, right? We just to kind of set the stage, we came out of the holidays with very low inventories. There is, you know, some challenging weather in different parts of the country, mm-hmm, that's setting back our ability to collect. And so to have an iconic brand like the NFL step up and say, yep, we'll help, is just fantastic, right? And mm-hmm, so this is yet another reason why people should call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to www.redcrossblood.org, make an appointment, and then honor that appointment by coming into our blood drives, because your blood will come in, and then as quickly and safely as we can get it back out to hospitals, we will, and it will be used to literally sustain another life within a matter of days.
Mm-hmm. And you have on your site here that we're down to a 3-day supply of type O blood. You know, that is critical.
That's right.
It is critical. 3-day supplies, considering, I mean, how many pints are used roughly a day across the United States?
Yeah, well, across the day, across the United States, we need to have about 20,000 units of blood available to our hospitals.
Whoa.
And so, it you know, if you think about the scope that we serve, we need to make sure that we're constantly replenishing the blood on our shelves. And so, it's just critical that, mm-hmm, we keep up with our need.
It's true.
I didn't mean to stumble as much as just saying it really is a big deal.
No, it is. And you know what's interesting? Because the one thing that I really credit Red Cross for is they didn't have an attitude of, okay, we have to scare people. Usually a lot of these headlines, they don't wake people up without scaring. And when I first started National Blood Donation Week, I was still kind of new in journalism. And I'm like, you know, we got to tell people that people can die. I mean, every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. And the Red Cross is kind of who taught me when we did this whole National Blood Donation Week campaign in September, where, you know, we don't want to scare people. We want people to understand that this is kind of something that, yes, it's extremely serious. It is life-threatening. We do panic on the inside, but we can convey the severity of this in other means. So, like, when I see that the NFL is getting involved, and the NFL doesn't need, you know, any more PR. Their PR is up and down, and they don't need this to help their PR image. I mean, we're coming into the Super Bowl. So when I, as a bystander, see the NFL getting involved and teaming up with the Red Cross when we aren't having, thank God, our current hurricane or whatever, that means there is something big going on. And so the gravity of them getting involved shows we're not messing around. We need blood. But we don't have to say that message to the point that you and I are probably thinking to ourselves, God, you know, if my mother goes to the hospital, please let there be blood. There's a kid that needs it. You know, but we can't convey that journalistically. We have to, you know, we have to be calm.
We don't want to be alarmist.
Right.
You know, I mean, and obviously we don't want people to be concerned that hospitals won't be able to support them. But
right.
Obviously when we use words like critical and emergency and come in now, we
yes.
do mean it.
Yes.
We mean it because, you know, the other thing the numbers are impressive. It's also just impressive to think about the fact that no one at a hospital receives a blood transfusion without absolutely needing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about the fact that we are making sure that patient on the other side literally can have their life sustained, because also since they do absolutely need it if they're going to get it, it also means that receiving your blood will literally sustain their life. And so, you know, just right. the simple power of that fact is pretty profound. And
yes.
and in a day and age, you know, where we hear about, you know, million-dollar philanthropy donors or people mm-hmm. who, you know, make huge impact, you know, one of the beautiful things, one of the challenging things about blood donation is it takes one person to roll up their sleeves to donate to sustain the life of another person.
Yeah.
And there's no million-dollar blood donors who can solve this problem for all of us. It's one of those things that as a community, we each need to step up and make a difference in donating blood to help people who absolutely need it.
We're talking to Paul Sullivan, Senior Vice President of the American Red Cross. No, you hit it on the head, and it's something I tell my listeners. I go, look, a lot of us may not have money to donate all the time, and we just finished Christmas season. And, you know, sometimes you could save a life not by digging into your purse and finding $20, but by rolling up your sleeve. It doesn't cost you a cent. And it could be the most life-saving donation. You know, for those of us that are religious, I talk about religion on my show all the time, and thinking that, you know, God is sitting there, you know, giving you brownie points. This, to me, he gives us good brownie points, you know, even more so than some financial donations. Because, again, you are giving part of yourself to help another. I can't think of a better form of charity.
Yeah, no, I'm a father. I'm a blood donor. And I tell my kids, you know, one of the greatest blessings you can receive, right, is the ability to help another human being, right? We are all blessed when we are in a position and capable and able to help someone else. And I think blood donation is one of those ways that kind of fits that bill perfectly, right? The
yep.
hard part is it's anonymous, right? You don't get the gratification of saying hello to the person on the other side who receives it, but you certainly know that it
right.
is making a profound difference to someone else, and that's pretty powerful.
Exactly. It doesn't get wasted. Absolutely. And it doesn't take that long. I'm able to do it on my lunch hour. Anytime I've donated
yep.
blood, it's been really easy. Takes about, you know, you fill out the questionnaire online. You go in there. They weigh you. You know, that's only the worst part. They weigh you. But, you know, but they check your blood pressure. By the way, they check your blood pressure. They check, you know, and you get some benefits that way, too. They make sure your blood doesn't have any infectious disease. And, yeah.
Yeah. No, we tell people all the time, you know, it's there's some goodness in the simple fact of coming in and going through the qualification process. To your point, right, we give you essentially a mini physical, right?
We
check your blood pressure, we check your pulse, we check the regularity of that plus, your pulse,
iron.
We confirm your iron level. And so, you know, regularly, and obviously we share that information back to you, and if something
yep.
is not as it should be, then obviously the donor can go and follow up with their primary care physician and find
mm-hmm.
out what's going on. So there's benefit, obviously, just to making sure that you are healthy and well enough to give blood. And then to your point, right, that takes
mm-hmm.
15 minutes or so. Donating
right.
itself only takes about 15, 20 minutes. The whole process is an hour. It's a great way to help another human being.
Go to redcross.org, everybody. What's the number again?
1-800-RED-CROSS, www.redcrossblood.org, or download our app. You can just search Red Cross Blood and download it on either Google or Apple. And please come in, qualify for the NFL promotion this weekend, and help us out of a jam.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI now believes the Saudi Arabian government almost certainly helps its citizens flee the country after they are accused of serious crimes, undermining the U.S. judicial process, according to a newly declassified document. The action is done in part to spare the wealthy Persian Gulf Kingdom embarrassment, according to the FBI. Intelligence officials believe the escapes from justice will continue without intervention by the U.S. government. The details are contained in an intelligence bulletin. The FBI released the document as part of a recent law pushed by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and signed by President Donald Trump that requires the FBI to publicly disclose what it knows about the Saudi government's suspected role in helping its citizens avoid prosecution. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen, and Jason for working the dials. So Michael Bloomberg is still in the race, and we are being told that he would like to require all new vehicles sold by 2035 to be electric, with 15% of new trucks and buses pollution-free by 2030. That's as part of a plan to replace gas-powered vehicles and reduce emissions. Now, those of you with electric cars are probably scratching your head going, whoa. Even those with electric cars, I don't think, are happy about this move. The 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Bloomberg released a plan today addressing emissions from transportation, now the largest source of carbon pollution. And that includes setting a national zero emission standard and offering rebates to help low and moderate income families buy electric vehicles or get vouchers by using transit. Bloomberg's campaign didn't say how much the initiative would cost, or how it would be funded. It also didn't provide funding details for other elements of his plan, such as building more electric vehicle charging stations. You got to charge a car. Increasing investment in public transit and jump-starting high-speed rail. So, you guys, I would love, if you don't mind, some schooling on this. I'm hearing a lot of anecdotal information when it comes to the cons of electric cars. Like, for example, I am hearing that now in the winter, you get less mileage to your the charge doesn't last as long because I guess in the cold it changes. There's barely from what I'm hearing, they also still do cause pollution. I'm seeing more and more chargers, okay. And I'm seeing more charging stations, and they're very, very cool. I don't see them used a lot, but I worked somewhere where they put in a charging station, and it was nice. I mean, because if somebody did buy an electric car, then they got a parking space, because there really wasn't a lot of that much parking in that area. But I don't think a lot of people have done the switch over, and I blame The Walking Dead for that. The reason why is, with The Walking Dead, there's no electricity. So there's some zombie apocalypse and people are struggling to find food and to, you know, live old school without electricity. Some plumbing might still work, but electricity, no, not so much because nobody's paying the bills, nobody's keeping the generators on, whatever. Now, cars are still used because they run by gas. They don't rely on power. And you're asking a new generation of people. This is why electric cars are going to have a problem. Because I hear people talk about that going, you got the Tesla, you got hybrids out there. You know, why wouldn't anybody jump on this? Because I got to admit, I'm being very honest here. The idea of a zero emissions car sounds pretty cool. You know, I do love our environment. It doesn't matter where you stand politically. You love your country and you love this earth. You love trees. You know, people say that, you know, those who are NRA and love to hunt and, you know, are anti-environment. Sorry about that. We're having power issues. Okay, there we go. Case in point. I have power issues where I live. We have glitches. We have power outages. And if I'm in my car and I got kids and I got groceries or I have to get somewhere, I need power to work. I swear, I didn't hit the power on purpose. The power just glitched. I've been having some power issues. And you know, it's bad enough that, you know, my studio has to rely on power and my refrigerator has to rely on power. So I was thinking before the little power glitch that, you know, you have those out there that hunt and fish and people like, oh my gosh, you're anti-environment. I have never seen more people pro the oceans, pro the whales. Oops, sorry about that. Pro the trees and the land than those who spend a lot of time in the woods. Spend a lot of time out there. You know, think about it. If somebody is going to hunt for their dinner, aren't they leaving less of a carbon footprint than those who are, you know, anti-wilderness and hunting and guns and going, well, I'm going to take my car and go to the grocery store and cook it up and, you know, eat it, at, in the city. I would think that there's, you know, we didn't have much of a carbon footprint issue when people were out in the wild doing their things. All of a sudden somebody wants to go out in the wild and do that and they're a bad guy. That makes no sense. So when it comes to, these electric cars, I get very conflicted because I think it's really, really cool that you could have something that doesn't pollute. Because trust me, I remember the cars from the 70s and 80s, and they spewed stuff into the, you know, air, and you saw the exhaust, and you breathe that in, and it does bother you. And no matter where you are politically, that does bother you seeing that. But the problem is we also want reliance. You're asking millennials who don't think it's, a lot of them do not think it's smart to spend $300,000-$400,000 on a college education, because most of the time the degree is worth nothing. They aren't really that hip on buying a house when they could rent, because wherever they get a job, they're going to have to move to. A lot of them don't buy cars because they're like, I might as well Uber. Why am I buying a car that depreciates as soon as I drive it off the lot? That makes no sense. And then all the fees and all the insurance and all the gas, I could just Uber whenever I need to go. How many of us, when we work, we use our car for maybe only, you know, 20, 15 minutes a day, and it sits? We are spending money on something that sits. See, the millennials are smart. So, you know, we look at this whole electric car idea, like, well, gosh, you know, why didn't more people buy, more electric cars? Well, because they're expensive, and two, it just doesn't seem practical. Now, from what I'm hearing, and again, school me on this, if you do have an electric car, and you want to go, let's say, from Vegas to L.A., you do have to plan your charging. You do have to plan to make a stop. You have to charge for anywhere between 20 to 45 minutes. So a lot of people make that work. Okay, well, I'll go eat. We'll stop. We'll go eat. Well, whatever. See, here's my problem. I don't want to be anywhere where I can't hop back in my car if I have to. Waiting for something to charge is frustrating. And so you're looking at a bunch of us who are crippled when our phones are out of battery, or we can't get on our internet. And you're asking us to put our transportation onto that same network where we can be screwed if there's no power. You know, one thing that I think is really, really cool are these chargers in the car. Remember when Superstorm Sandy happened? People didn't have cell phone service because there was electricity. And I'm like, guys, you buy the car charger. So you could turn on your car, you could charge your phone in your car. It's another source of power. And so here's Bloomberg saying, oh, we're going to pay for this. And I think we got bigger fish to fry. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we know that cooking oil is bad. could cause heart disease, could cause diabetes, obesity. Now they're saying our cooking oil could cause autism, Alzheimer's, anxiety, and depression. They say soybean oil is the most widely produced and consumed edible oil in the U.S. It's used for frying, packaged foods, fit the livestock, and it's not that healthy for humans. Now, how do we know? Well, they tested it on mice. There was a new study published on January 8, 2020 in the journal Endocrinology, and it compared mice fed three different diets high in fat, soybean oil modified to be low in linoleic acid, and coconut oil. And the same research team looked at was in 2015 studying this as well, and they were the ones that found that soybean oil induced obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, and fatty liver in mice. Then in 2017, the same group learned that if soybean oil was engineered to be low in linoleic acid, it induced less obesity and insulin resistance. But this study, researchers did not find any difference between the modified and unmodified soybeans oil effects on the brain. Specifically, the scientists found pronounced effects of the oil on the hypothalamus. Now, the hypothalamus is where critical processes take place. It regulates your body weight via your metabolism, maintains body temperature, which is critical for reproduction and physical growth, as well as your response to stress. The team determined that a number of genes in mice fed soybean oil were not functioning correctly. These said one such gene that produces the love hormone oxytocin was involved. They said in soybean oil-fed mice, levels of oxytocin in the hypothalamus went down. So the research team discovered roughly 100 other genes also affected by the soybean oil diet. They believe this discovery could have ramifications not just for energy metabolism, but also for proper brain function and diseases such as autism or Parkinson's. Now, does the oil cause all those diseases? No. But they think it might not hurt, or it might not help. So we got corn oil, lard, olive oil, not used as much as, why? Olive oil is so expensive. You got canola oil that's kind of used second to, you know, canola, sunflower, but soybean oil seems to be used the most in the United States. So additionally, the team notes the findings only apply to soybean oil. They really didn't study the other ones. So they say don't throw out your tofu, your soy milk, your edamame, or your soy sauce. Many soy products only contain small amounts of oil and large amounts of healthy compounds such as essential fatty acids and proteins. See, edamame is fantastic. I'm a big fan of edamames. So their caveat for readers concerned about their most recent meal is that the study was conducted on mice. Mouse studies do not always translate to humans. And the study utilized male mice. So they need to do female mice, they need to do human studies, etc. And, you know, it's interesting, whenever you hear these stories, so I just did a study, we talked about this, that's going to be published in the Clinical Journal Pediatrics, and we had to write limitations. We had to say, look, we did this study, but, and at the end of the study, you'll have to write limitations. So people realize this isn't, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. It's not the Ten Commandments. And so you talk about what in the study could have been a limitation. Well, it could have been a limitation that, well, we only looked at male mice. What about female mice? This still wasn't humans. It was mice. So use caution when taking this data and extrapolating it. A good scientist makes sure that we are very academic about it, that we don't jump to conclusions, that we don't try to scare you, that we don't try to over-exaggerate the results, and we don't try to extrapolate it to all sorts of, applications. And so, you know, these studies come out, just like that study about the millennials, you know, a lot of them not getting the flu shot. It was only 1,000 people. So a limitation to me with that study is it was only 1,000. I mean, 1,000 people does not represent the millions of millennials. You know, and just because they said, well, some of the anti-vaxxers are making sense with some things, doesn't mean they're anti-vax. But, you know, so interesting nonetheless. Not so interesting, but pretty frustrating, is this Yosemite National Park norovirus outbreak. 170 people have visited Yosemite National Park in recent weeks, have suffered upset stomachs and diarrhea. Symptoms that park officials say are consistent with norovirus. Now, norovirus is what caused the SS Stinky. These cruise ships, when people get sick, have nausea and vomiting, etc., that's what the norovirus causes. And two of the 170 people that got sick have actually gone into the doctor and got confirmed that they have norovirus. Park spokesman Scott Genneman issued a written statement that most of those who fell ill had spent time in Yosemite around the first week of January. The San Francisco Chronicle reported last week that a dozen recent park visitors reported illnesses, triggering widespread inspections of the park's food service and hotel facilities. Now, norovirus is a stomach illness. It's a virus, very contagious. You pick it up from contaminated surfaces, oral fecal route. So if somebody didn't wash their hands really well and then they touched a wall, you touch that wall, touch your mouth, you get it. And it's very contagious. So now the park is undertaking extensive cleaning and enhanced sanitation protocols. About in 2017, there were 190 students from Santa Monica who reported to have been infected with norovirus after going to Yosemite. And in 2012, an outbreak of hantavirus caused by rodents infected 10 people and killed 3. They say the recent reports of norovirus are the latest in a rash of problems and bad publicity. Apparently, Yosemite gets about millions of annual visitors. Last year, complaints and bad reviews stacked up from visitors who were unhappy with food, the long waits for shuttle services. This year, inspectors revoked the four-star rating of the park's Ahuwani Hotel because guests complained of bad food and shabby service. They say the food and shuttle services, as well as the hotel, are operated by Aramark, which is a Philadelphia-based company. So, yeah, you can't be slipshod when it comes to this. And unfortunately, once there's an outbreak, people start to rethink going there. Now, my husband's going to Yosemite. He and some buddies are going whitewater rafting. Really nice rapids up there. They don't care. They're going to go. You know, I mean, just bring a bunch of sanitizer, I guess. A woman who poisoned her husband with eye drops gets 25 years in prison. A South Carolina woman was sentenced to 25 years in prison yesterday after she poisoned her husband by putting eye drops into his water. Lana Sue Clayton, 53 years old, pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and tampering with food or drug after she admitted to giving her husband, Stephen Clayton, drinks laced with Visine. He died in July 2018 at their home in Clover after 3 days of poisoning. She said it's because her husband was abusive, and she meant to make him uncomfortable but not kill him. She said, I did impulsively put the Visine in Stephen's drink. I never thought it would kill him. Prosecutors said she knew the Visine would kill him. The couple lived in a $1 million home. The husband had more than $1 million in other assets. Prosecutors say she wanted to inherit the money. So the tetrahydrozoline is an ingredient in these. What they do is they vasoconstrict, so your eyes look less red. If you take the blood vessels and you make them super small, your eyes look whiter. So it could induce comas, stop breathing, blur vision, cause seizures. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, children who swallow even 1 to 2 milliliters can suffer serious adverse events. It's added to eye drops and nasal sprays to reduce redness, that we talked about. So, whoa, I don't know where she heard of this, and that's some crazy stuff. But now I think every spouse is, at some point, every spouse thinks that their spouse wants to kill them. It's just something that happens, I think they talked about it on I Love Lucy years ago. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Rebel. I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.